We gotta pay the rent.
Yeah, we just gotta pay the rent. I was gonna say it's like something more artistic, but basically it's like that.
It's like that. Traveling to New York and Venezuela, all within a couple of days, can sure make touring feel like a job. But for Los Amigos Invisibles, the live shows make it worth the work. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, Rita Houston here. It's tough to sit still when Los Amigos Invisibles takes the stage, and that's been the band's goal from the start, combining Latin dance rhythms, disco beats, and a heavy dose of funk. Although the band's original home is Venezuela, the guys all moved to New York back in 1997, where it was one David Byrne who helped release their U.S. debut. But with the album Super Pop Venezuela, the band looks toward home, adding that Los Amigos sound to some of their favorite songs. I've always found your music to be like kind of dance music for people who probably like rock.
More live band audience, maybe.
Right. Yeah. Where dance music doesn't often, you know, have that. Is the same true in Venezuela? Or are you guys pretty much a straight-ahead dance band?
No, actually, yeah, it's similar. We're more pop in Venezuela, definitely. Mm-hmm. But what you would call mainstream dance in Venezuela would be salsa and merengue, you know?
Right.
And that was the reason we started this band all together, because it was either salsa and merengue or the Cure rock type of bands, which, you know, we're not from London.
Heavy metal or ska.
So we decided to do something in between, listening to the acid jazz movement of the 90s and all that stuff that would drive people to the discos to dance, but without being necessarily Latin.
A la calle me mira mal, sin camino por aquí, soy todo un freak. Los zapatos en el cuello y la camisa me la pongo aquí. Mi pantalón se revienta, el sexo cuenta. Ejercicios en la cara, sombrero en los pies, tumba en rompe pijos, la mía está bien.
¡Au! Yo, yo soy así. ¿Y qué te importa a ti? Yo, yo soy así. Porque me gusta a mí.
It is kind of funny, too, that you guys were in Venezuela your whole lives. You moved to the States, and what do? You make a record of all Venezuelan music. Is there a little homesick kind of thing that happens when you're not at home?
Yeah, we're not used to the cold.
Right, for starters, right?
Yeah. No, I mean, we go a lot to Venezuela, so we don't necessarily miss it that much. But being away from Venezuela definitely makes you notice where you come from and what makes you different from the rest of the world. And also from the beginning, the very fact that we used the word Venezuela in one of our records was the reason why David Byrne picked up that record and signed us to his label Wakabob. So we kind of have this lucky amulet feeling towards the word Venezuela. And we're very proud about being from there.
That's Los Amigos Invisibles, live at FUV, with All Day Today. Check out my complete interview with the band and more in the online archives at WFUV.org.